Now another hour of healthy conversation from the WOC studios, brought to you by the Genesis Heart Institute.
Dan and Dan, 810 now, News Talk 1420, WOC. U.S. Senator Grassley joining us this morning, as he does about every month or so. Good morning to you, Senator. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, and I assume you guys have the Dan and Dan show because you want to confuse people.
Well, actually, trying to confuse people less.
I see.
You just have to remember one name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it helps me, but I'm sure that I don't know which Dan is which Dan, but that's okay with me.
Well, we kind of use the British system. We have a Dan the Younger and Dan the Elder.
Yeah.
Kind of like Pitt. Well, you know, the Pitt the Elder, Pitt the Younger. We have sort of the same thing going over here. So
You're a pretty good historian if you remember prime ministers of Great Britain way back to the 1700s.
Yeah, he's really good with minutia trivia, you know, things that most people wouldn't remember.
But good at that, but not much else. Is that what you're saying?
Wow, it's like he knows me.
It does. It's like, wow. Have you been vetting Dan?
I've been being vetted for something. Very nice. All right, Senator Grassley, let's talk about FBI Director James Comey. I know that you have called for, and several other people have called for, total transparency from the FBI boss. You are wanting them to what, release all of their evidence so we can make our own judgments on it?
We want all the evidence, and particularly the transcript of the 3.5 hours that Secretary Clinton spent with them last Saturday. Our request for transparency ought to be pretty legitimate because we were asking a lot of questions as the investigation was going on, and we were told it's an ongoing investigation, so we can't answer your questions. The second thing, well, now they ought to be able to answer our questions. Then the second thing is the way that Comey opened up the news conference that he had Tuesday. Or Wednesday, whenever it was, he said that because of the importance of this investigation and the high visibility of the people involved, that there ought to be complete transparency, and that was why he was going into so much detail. But in 15 minutes, he didn't answer every question. So yesterday, I got a 4 or 5 page letter off to him with a lot of questions. I assume he's going to be asked the same questions when he appears before the House Oversight Committee this morning, and I'll be observing what he's saying there, and we may get a lot of our questions answered through that. But I think that the way he started out his news conference, you would assume that there were going to be charges, that he thought that there ought to be prosecution. And then it ended up that there wasn't. But even though, let me put it this way, even though he didn't advise a prosecution, it seems to me that the FBI did indict Secretary Clinton for incompetence and bad judgments. Now, I don't know that he exactly used those words, but I think you can summarize his testimony up. That when they mishandled the emails the way they did, when foreign hackers could possibly get in, and there's good reason to think that they did, or it'd be naive to think that they didn't, and all the things like that, it seems to me that from that standpoint, things are really bad for her, even though there isn't an indictment. The last thing I'll mention is that there was a lesser charge of misdemeanor, mishandling the information, even if there wasn't willful disclosure, and similar to what General Petraeus was charged with and was found guilty of.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that the way this has played out, and I'm guessing from what you're saying is you felt like there should have been charges. What kind of charges do you think they should have filed against her?
Well, the minimum would be mishandling of the material, which isn't a felony, but a misdemeanor, the same as General Petraeus had. General Petraeus was found guilty of mishandling information, not providing it in a secure way, maybe not willful mishandling of it, not willing to do the national security of our country specific harm, but possibly doing that. That's not a felony, but a misdemeanor, and he had 2 years probation. He could have had 10 years in prison. He had a $250,000 fine. So it seems to me that that's where it comes from. But any way you look at it, it's pretty clear that Mrs. Clinton has, for a year going back to March 2015, been misleading everybody. She said there was no classified information in her private server of email. That's wrong. She said that she was allowed to do it. The Inspector General of State Department said the rules didn't allow the private server. She said that she turned over all of her work emails. She misled the public on that. She said that there were no security breaches resulting in her handling of the emails, and the FBI director gave us plenty of his personal feeling that national security breaches could have happened, and she said she never sent or received any classified emails, and there was 110 of those according to Comey, and Comey ended up saying she was extremely careless. Those are his words, extremely careless in how she handled the emails. And then he even condemned Clinton lawyers for eliminating a lot of emails without even reading them.
Do you think we'll ever get that total transparency you're looking for, or is the FBI going to because like you said, I had guessed earlier that morning, I said there's no way charges are going to be filed. There's no way the president's going to meet with her. You know, they've already got this campaign stop tonight planned. I said there's no way that they're going to press charges or recommend charges. And when he was reading, when he delivered his statement, I thought, well, I'm wrong. Here come the charges, because he laid out the case for the charges right up until he didn't, right up until the last second when he said, hey, except she didn't mean to do it, so we're going to not charge her. Do you think we'll ever see that total transparency that you're looking for?
Well, we ought to, because he said how important there was total transparency. He opened up his meeting saying he never talked to anybody about this, the Attorney General or the White House, that what he was saying, nobody knew what he was going to say. And then he opened up, the reason he's doing this is because this is such a high-profile case that we ought to have total transparency. Well, total transparency is what we're asking for. We didn't get total transparency in the 15 minutes that of his news conference, and he didn't answer any questions.
Right.
Now, we'll find out how forthcoming he is in a few minutes when he appears before the House committee, and we'll find out how transparent he wants to be, how he answers our letters, and what he gives us. But one of the things I'd like to know, whether or not Clinton took the Fifth Amendment on anything that she said Saturday to the FBI, I'd like to know if there were any questions that before she had her interview that were off base that the FBI could not ask, and things like that.
Right.
But regardless, when it's all said and done, Comey may have not have advised indictment, but his statement is a wholesale rebuke of the story that Clinton has told the entire world since the spring of 2015.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Real quickly here, before we run out of time, I did want to ask you, you broke the news that Joni Ernst was not has taken her name out of the running for vice presidential candidate. Do you think she would have made a good president, or a vice president, I should say?
I think she would have brought a lot of strength to the ticket from this standpoint. One, she's accomplished a great deal as a leader in the year and a half that she's been in the United States Senate. Secondly, she's the first woman combat veteran, female combat veteran, to serve in the United States Senate. She's been in the military, I think, 28 years, and that's something that sort of experience ought to be close to the President of the United States. And I think she would help him very definitely politically, because it looks like a weakness that Republicans have had in the presidential race going back probably at least 20 years, is we don't split with Democrat on female votes.
Right. And you're supporting Trump, right? He's,
yeah.
You'll be nominated. You're
yeah.
You're standing behind him, right?
Yeah. In fact, he's coming to the Hill, actually to a not to the campus of the Capitol, but to a building close by. And he's going to be meeting with Republican senators at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Well,
10:30 Eastern time.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you, as always, taking time to join us. I'd be very interested in seeing what Comey has to say today because I just, for the life of me, I mean, there's no possible way that you couldn't even, like, recommend the misdemeanor charge. I mean, you basically set up the case against her, and then, I mean, willful, you know, whether you do it willfully or not, that's a separate crime. I don't know. I'm just very confused as to what Comey's going to say.
Well, I'll tell you what people are thinking at the grassroots, that there's two systems of law in this country.
Right.
If you're the high poli, you can get away with murder, and if you aren't part of that group or part of the political class, you're going to suffer. Like, for instance, when she said all this about her email, that she handled it appropriately. She fired an ambassador from some country in Africa because he violated classified emails using personal email. There was a low-ranking officer in the Marines that was disciplined for doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So now, if she's president, she automatically gets security clearance, right?
I would guess so. Yeah.
In her case now, most people couldn't go get a job in a top secret. Given what she's done, you couldn't get that security clearance. Just if you know, you say you went to work for the arsenal or something.
No, and she'd get it taken away from her if she was in the intelligence.
Right.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I guess you get it back when you're the president. I guess you gotta have it when you're the president.
Yeah.
All right, Senator Chuck Grassley. Always good to talk with you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks,
Thank you very much.